For many families, it will be extremely good news. And the fact that that's been achieved during a time when rolls overall are much, much higher than they were 5 to 10 years ago is a tremendous outcome. We recognise that for some families, it is not such good news. But what I would emphasise to them is that this is the start of the process. It's not the end of the process. There is now a whole series of stages to go through. You have until the 13th of May to accept or not accept the offer. We would always recommend that you do accept an offer because it doesn't preclude you going after other choices. It's not irrevocable. But if you step away from an offer, then it may be that it's then harder to find another place relatively close to home. So on the 13th of May, up until then, you've got the opportunity to accept or refuse the offer and to return waiting list forms. And about a week after that, on the 21st of May, is the deadline for appeals. And then in June, on the 12th of June, we have what's called reallocation, when some people have not taken up school places. So then children who are on the waiting list get offered, in some cases those who are at the top of the waiting list may be offered a place, and everyone moves around a little bit. So that's the process. A combination of, as I say, the waiting lists and appeals means that there is still scope for families to hopefully secure something that's closer to what they wanted, if that's not been the case for them so far.
I imagine it will be a bit of a nervous day for a lot of parents, because it is very important that their child gets into a school that's not only maybe close to them, but one that they've looked around and liked, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of those moments in your life when your child is growing up, and this is when your child's going into reception class, that's a major milestone. And you do want to ensure that they get into school that you are comfortable with and you believe they'll be happy in. And as I say, in most cases, that is indeed what happens. And we would say to other families, if you've not got one of your choices, firstly, do please take a look at the school that has been offered to you. You may find that, in fact, it works out well for you. But also there are, as I say, other options to pursue as well.